mama who sent me that note. This, doctor, what language? Come sit down and help me feed my fine feathered friends, and we'll talk. I don't want your company, Payne. I just want my daughter Mindy back. And you shall have her back, doctor. As soon as you perform a little service for my employer. What sort of service? A most simple one, doctor, I assure you. You have something my employer wants. The final component of the computer you constructed with Dr. Armstrong to catalog all worldwide habitual offenders. Later this evening, my employer would like you to turn that computer component over to us.
This gangster named Payne grabs one of the birds in his hands.
And as soon as it's in our possession, we'll return your darling little daughter. Alive and unharmed.
Kidnapping is still a capital offense in this country, Payne. What's gonna stop me from going to the police?
Your common sense, naturally. Until you deliver that mechanism, your precious daughter's life is in our hands. And I'm certain you understand what that means.
This gangster named Payne crushes the bird in his hand. Crushes it to death.
You get my point?
We go back to Empire State University. Not all that many people attend homecoming anymore. Some Empire State grads have prior commitments every single year. Some almost forget, and others just don't think it's worth their effort. And so homecoming dance that's held each year really turns out to be mostly of Empire State University's current student body.
And frankly, they don't care at all.
Peter Parker enters the main ballroom where the dance is going on. He sees Mary Jane Watson and Ned Leeds dancing.
Hey, Tiger, you're late.
Sorry, Mary Jane. Mind if I cut in?
No, not one bit, Petey. Come on, let's start this joint shaking.
Later, my lady. I've got to talk to Ned first.
I must not be hearing you right, Tiger. I could swear you said, yeah, I want to talk to Ned. Well, I hope the two of you will be very happy together.
As Peter Parker turns his back on Mary Jane to walk with Ned Leeds. He thinks to himself,
ouch! I'm back in the doghouse again. I hope my hunch is worth it, though. Ned, have you spoke with Dr. Bolton yet?
I tried to, Pete, but he seems completely preoccupied. Really nervous about something or another, and his wife looks downright worried.
Yeah, so I noticed. There's something definitely bothering him. Ned, And I wish I knew what it was. Bolton's a nice guy. If I could help him, I'd like to.
Over by the refreshment table in the ballroom, Bradley Bolton speaks with his wife.
Here, darling. Drink this, honey. You'll feel better. And please, stop destroying yourself. I'll bring Mindy back safely. I swear it, I will.
And across the ballroom, where Peter and Ned are having their conversation still.
Well, whatever their problem is, Pete, it's their business. We can't help unless they ask us to. Right now, you better get back with Mary Jane, or else. Yeah, I suppose, but still. Aw, never mind.
Peter Parker comes up behind Mary Jane and speaks into one of her ears.
You want to bury that hatchet, Redhead? I'd love to, Parker, right in your thick skull. Oh, come on, Mary Jane. You're not going to open that great divide again, are you? Well, I guess not. So long as you pay me back that dance you owe me, like right now. After all, Tiger, this is our song.
Peter Parker thinks to himself,
Kung Fu Fighting? It's our song?
Back across the ballroom, Bradley Bolton and his wife Ellen are sitting on two chairs.
It's time, honey. I've got to go. I'm due to meet Payne at the stadium in 10 minutes. And don't worry. This is one end zone play. Old Boom Boom isn't gonna fumble.
And back to the two dancers, Peter and Mary Jane.
Uh-oh. Bolton's leaving. He's getting up and leaving. And if he isn't heading for trouble, then my spider senses is giving me the creepy crawlies for nothing. You know, Petey, dancing this close, it feels like we're the only two people in the world, doesn't it?
Peter Parker goes back to thinking to himself.
I've got to figure out a way to follow him before it's too late. But Mary Jane, she's sticking to me like a sunburn. Well, you're supposed to be the big brain here, Parker. So think of something before... Wait. Bingo!
Bingo!
For once... Fate shines on me. Harry Osborne's looking this way, and he's smiling. Come on, Harry. Say the magic words. Hi, guys. May I cut in? Petey, are you even listening to me?
Hi, guys. May I cut in?
Sure, Harry. Go ahead. Oh, Harry Osborn, I could kiss you right now.
Peter Parker thinks to himself. That's what he thought to himself.
I'll be right back, Mary Jane. I'll go and get us some punch. Punch! Punch! I'll punch you, Peter! Just you wait till I get my hands on you!
Peter Parker races off. Mary Jane is still searching for the proper curse words as her escort descends into the shadowy bowels of the university gymnasium.
Mary Jane will probably never speak with me again after that stunt. But I had no choice. I've got to find Dr. Bolton before. Hey, there he is. Hey, there he is. Hey, there he is. Hey, there he is.
Peter Parker is looking around a corner.
There he is. There he is. There he is. He's taking something out of that locker. Now he's sneaking away. Like he doesn't want anyone to see him. There's something shady going on around here, all right. And I think it's time your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man found out exactly what.
But even as our hurried hero sheds his clothing, Dr. Bradley Boom Boom Bolton leaves the celebratory gymnasium far behind. Dr. Bolton walks onto the football field in a darkened, empty stadium.
It's amazing how much grief I've known on this one football field in my lifetime. Please, Lord, this time, let me do things right. My daughter's life depends on it. Good evening, Dr. Bolton. All right, Payne. I brought what you want. Now let my little daughter go. Go.
You are listening to a reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 153, February, the year 1976.
Yeah. I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I think it's time for our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man to find exactly what... But even as our hurried hero sheds his clothing, Dr. Bradley Boom Boom Bolton leaves the celebratory gymnasium far behind. A lone man, Dr. Bradley Bolton, walks onto a football field at the university in the empty stadium. It's dark there.
It's amazing how much grief I've known on this one ball field all my lifetime. Please, God, this time let me do things right. My daughter's life depends on it. Good evening, Dr. Bolton. All right, Payne, I brought what you want. Now let my little daughter go! 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 First, Doctor, I'd like to make certain you brought the proper mechanism with you. If you be so kind to meet my henchman on the 50-yard line so he can examine it.
The gangster named Payne is standing at the other end of the football field. He has Dr. Bolton's daughter, Mindy, in his arms. He is with four other henchmen.
Yeah, this looks like the gizmo, all right, Chief.
Of course it is. Do you think I'd play games with my daughter's life?
Who knows, buddy? You know, some guys, they think they're real heroes. Now get back to your end of the field.
Bradley Bolton walks to the other end of the football field. He thinks to himself.
A hero. A hero. Not me, buddies. I had my chance to play hero a long, long time ago. And I blew it. And I blew it. And I blew it. And I blew it. Okay, Payne. You've got what you've come for. Now release my little girl!
Sorry! Sorry, Doctor! But I've decided to keep the child for a little while. Let's just call it an insurance policy against you going to the police!
Daddy! 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 Help me! Daddy!
Every man has his breaking point. Dr. Bradley Bolton has just reached his.
No! Let go of Mindy! Let go of my daughter or I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Hoping we'd avoid such unpleasantries. Oh well, my henchmen,
get your guns ready. Waste them, boys! Boys! Boys!
We'll return with Amazing Spider-Man number 153, February of 1976. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We now return to Amazing Spider-Man number 153, February 1976. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Okay, Payne, you've got what you've come for. Now release my little girl!
Sorry, Doctor. I decided to keep the child for a little while. Let's just call it a little insurance policy against you going to the police.
Every man has a breaking point. Dr. Bradley Bolton has just reached his.
No!
You animal!
You animal! You animal!
Let go of Mindy! Let go of my daughter! Or I'll kill you! I was hoping to avoid such unpleasantries. Oh well, my henchmen, get your guns ready. Waste them, boys! Waste them!
It's only 100 yards. Just a lousy 100 yards. Once Bradley Bolton could go that distance in his sleep, he sprints forward, leather heels digging into the turf, giving it everything he has, because his life depends on it. Only 90 yards to go. Machine gun fire rains around him as once the opposition had. He lunges aside and then charges ahead. Only 75 yards to go. He runs, his legs pumping, heart pounding, lungs breathing ragged breath after ragged breath. He sees nothing but his daughter crying, arms outstretched before her. He never takes his eyes off that goal. On the 50-yard line, they hit him. They hit him hard. His insides feel like they're on fire, but he still keeps on going. 30 yards to go. He has too much at stake to be taken out now. In all the world, there is only him, the gangster Payne, and his daughter Mindy. They're just ahead of him. 20 yards to go. Nothing is going to stop him. 10 yards to go.
Dr. Bradley Bolton gets up close to the gangster Payne, and he grabs him, and he grabs his daughter Mindy away from him. He's already been shot a couple of times already.
He cradles little Mindy, his daughter, like a baby. embracing the flesh of his flesh. There is nothing more important to him. And even when he succumbs to the machine gun fire, even when they finally bring him down, he will not let go of her. He cannot let go of her. They will have to pry her from his fingers. Provided they manage to live that long. Spider-Man swings onto the scene and he drop kicks one of the henchmen, knocking him out.
Damn it! I'm too late! I was looking for Bolton on the other side of the university when I heard the gunshots. Well, I may not have been on time to save Bolton, but there's still plenty of time to avenge him. At least I can do that, and man, am I gonna enjoy it!
Spider-Man jumping all around, kicking people, kicking henchmen in the face, avoiding being shot. He's knocked four guys out now. He has one more henchman to go.
Oops. For heaven's sakes, he's only one man. Cut him down, you fools!
I'm trying, Chief, but this freak keeps jumping around like a blasted jackrabbit. I can't get a beat on him.
That's exactly the idea, Chuckles.
Spider-Man gives a straight-on kick right to the face of the last henchman.
I knew those ballet lessons I took from the Russians would come in handy someday.
He finished off an entire squad of fully armed henchmen in less than a minute. But he won't live long enough to take me.
Nope, it's your turn, Bozo. You're gonna come along quietly or in pieces.
The gangster Payne pulls out a shotgun out of his coat pocket.
Never, you webhead. I'm just gonna blow you away.
Joker, you couldn't even blow candles off of a birthday cake.
Spider-Man uses his webbing and he takes the gangster's gun away.
My gun, you snatched my gun away by your webbing, Spider-Man.
Want to give up now?
No! You're not human. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
Spider-Man, even though the gangster Payne tries to run away, Spider-Man jumps over him and blocks his path.
Not a chance, you buster. You're not going anyplace until I'm through with you. You killed a good man tonight, a family man, a man who had much to offer this world. You killed a man, and now you're gonna pay for it.
The gangster Payne is now on his knees, pleading.
Please, I beg you, don't hurt me. Don't hit me. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Anything you want. I'll give it to you. Anything you want. Only please don't hurt me.
Don't worry, you little man. I won't hit you. You're not worth the bother. You're just not worth the...
Wait.
The hell you're not! Not?
Spider-Man gives Payne the gangster a hell of a beating. Spider-Man, after knocking the gangster Payne out, after knocking him out unconscious, He goes over to where Bradley Bolton is on the ground with his daughter Mindy. He kneels down beside him.
Hey, Bolton, he's still alive. Take it easy there, doctor. I'll get you an ambulance as soon as one...
No. It's too late for that. I don't care about me. I only care about my little girl, my daughter. Is Mindy safe? Did I make it this time? So far to run this time. Did I make it?
Dr. Bradley Bolton dies. Spider-Man is standing in the end zone of the football field. He is holding on to Dr. Bradley Bolton's daughter, Mindy, in his arms.
Yeah, doctor, you made it. You made it. The whole 100 yards. Touchdown.
The Sandman always strikes twice.
You have just listened to a reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 153, February, the year 1976.
Stranger than the night. It's strange. Now I'm gonna see everybody's here. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home.
Let the music play, let the music play. Stop singing. Okay. We have been playing around. Yes, we have been playing around in the late night. That's what we do here, CKUW Saturday nights. Comic book, radio, theater. I read you a comic book. And I've been reading comic books to you tonight, a Batman and a Spider-Man one, and they all have a theme around it about sports. For those out there, you love your sports, tonight would have been the night for you. If you've tuned in and stayed tuned in, thank you. I've enjoyed reading these to you, but I have to tell you something. I'm bushed. I'm completely bushed, okay? So, and you know what else? And it may be TMI, too much information, but I haven't showered in 3 days, and I'm kind of feeling it now, and this room here at the studio. The studio here at the University of Winnipeg, the radio studio and everything. I don't know what's up with it. Sometimes it's too cold. Sometimes it's too hot. It's never in the middle. And this happens either middle of summer, middle of winter, any season, whatever. It's either too hot, too cold, and right now it's too hot. It's really heated in here. And with me kind of being such a dirty old man, it's not feeling good either. I want out of this studio. I want to go into like the waiting room here at the station and just lie on the couch. So I have found some past recordings. I will play you that. And I found something that's sports reported, sports related, and it's a well-known comic book character. You've probably heard of him. He's another kind of man. He's a Superman. He's playing all these different kinds of sports, and I read this live on air. I don't know. So many years ago, I can't even remember. Okay? 8, 9, 10 years ago. I don't know. Okay. So, what am I going to read to you? Okay. What am I going to read to you? You know what? Find out for yourself. Alright. I gotta go lie down. You've been listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.